Thank you, Ronald.
And we got another voicemail from
Scotty.
The little Aussie Belican day, mate. Oh, I can never do an Aussie accent.
And I'm sorry, Scotty. I can't lean over far enough to smack him.
I got a bigger table just because of it. Scotty, what is your guess?
G'day.
Wait, Scotty, it's not a guess. It's a voicemail.
G'day, Cindy, and double meow meow to Gustafa.
Meow meow.
This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler, calling you. Okay, I'm just leaving a voice message via email, but you know what I mean. Listen,
leave your voice anywhere you want.
I just
want
to know. I've got a question. Cue the music.
Oh, shit, I don't have...
So, my question is...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've got a question. Cue the music.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2409 of the BFO for right the 7th of April 2017. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm just gonna natter and play some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, tooters. Big Fatty, that's you all day long. You've just been walking around tooting. Just tooting everywhere you go. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. Is going well. Contrary to what Poodle thinks about why you're tutors, y'all, you're tutors today because, I'll tell you why you're tutors when I tell you this. So y'all, you are tutors today because we have a very special celebration. Exiting the birth canal today, y'all. We're all tooting our horns, and Big Fatty, and he's tooting his too, cause he plays the trumpet. It's true. At least I think he does. Big Fatty, you don't remember anything. But y'all, he is up there in the Connecticut, and he's the newest member of the Danbury family. You're the family of the 2016 first family, with number one fan and the flop foe. And y'all, it is Danbury Joe, Big Fatty. We love Danbury Joe. It's true. And so, y'all, I don't think he's on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, but I know that the Flop Foe and the number one fan of 2016 are on the FaceSpace and the Twitty. So, y'all, if you see them, have them pass along a celebration of exiting the birth canal wishes. And Big Fatty, I hope the flop foe makes him a big old piece of cake. And I hope he gets lots of nice toys and games and surprises and cash. Cash is all, yes, cash is always, yes, Big Fatty, cash.
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, yow. It's me, Larry, washed out Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
What day is it? Monday, April 3rd? And I have to date these because I don't even remember when I left them 90% of the time. But I left the coal mine at a relatively decent hour for fat people. And I had to run out to the Big Mamas, a.k.a. Jay Whittle, to the motor mant because it's having a little moisture issue. And, you know, not that it's leaking. It's just shut up and it's humid and I'm afraid it's going to mold. And, of course, we're stopping. And mold and mildew. And so I had bought some little hoodie McDo's that absorb the moisture, and then you plug it in, and it dries it out, and you, whatever. So I bought a bunch of those. But, buddy, I got there, and the bottom fell out, and it was a hailstorm. And so I said, well, what is a fat person to do? So I just turned on the TV and the motor mats and put it on some news, and I watched some news, and I eventually got tired of that. So I put on the radio while I streamed some music because the Wi-Fi repeater was working because, I mean, it's plugged into power. And I had the vent open, and I decided to do some cleaning. So sometimes you just need to wipe down some walls and, you know, replumb a water filter and do some other things. And so I did that, now it's 8 o'clock, and I'm just pulling in here to the Vader family compound. Holy sweet baby Jesus down by the river at this weather, I tell ya. Boy, April is coming in like a lion. We did not need hail and torrential downpours, although the rain is nice. It was a little dry. Good thing the coal mine doesn't have a roof right now, but whatever, it's not my problem. So anyway, that's all I got. Oh, of course tomorrow's trash day, and I'm going to have to drag this here trash turtle thing around in the mud because the city still hasn't finished digging up behind my house or whatever they started the week before Christmas. So anyway, I got to run. I'm hungry. I don't know what I'm going to have for the dinner. I'm going to have to figure that out. Better be something delish. I think I've got some delish in there. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you didn't hang up on him this time, didn't I? Never hang up on him. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you know, you bring up a good point about the weather. Wednesday night, hump day night, we had the red rain move through here in Fat Acres, and we had a little bit of hail also. Yes, Big Fatty. And just coming down in buckets, and then it evidently came down again later on overnight. But now, Veda, you were talking about some water issues on the motor mats, and I think you used the term mold and mildew. Yes, Big Veda. Veda, I don't know if you knew this or not, but mold and mildew was a Vera stripper name back in the 70s.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I was calling you with the ultimate serious defeat. The total of what I purchased was $1,621.62, and I paid a whopping $0. This is called the joys of having health insurance. So this is me really raking CVS through the gold. So I hope all is well. Love you, and I'll check you later. Bye, Poodle.
Bye! Y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, did she say that she had $1,600 in charges and she didn't pay a cent? I believe that's what she said. Well, Big Fatty, she does better than you do. She does. And y'all, I got to say, that was a very short call, but y'all, the Google Translate just made me giggle like a schoolgirl. Yes, Big Fatty, a good old kerfuffle. Y'all, it said, hi, Bakari, expenses Hana. I was calling you with the ultimate to the city. The total of what I purchased was $1,621.62, and I paid a whopping $0. This is called The Joys of Having Health Center. So I can, this is me really raking CVs to the cold. So I hope all is well. Love you. And I'll talk to you later. Bye, Cuddle. Big Fatty, bye, Cuddle. Bye, Cuddle. Big Fatty, I like to cuddle.
Big Fatty Owl, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, on my way to the coal mine after leaving the Charleston County Auditor's Office and then the Treasurer's Office. And now I gotta get to the DMV, but first I gotta get to the coal mines because the folks who are up in the, we'll just call them the folks, who are up in the Drusilla below me world are heading back and they need help unloading the coal mine. I'm coming over there, motherfucker. The coal mine jalopy, they are just, they're just bone weary, and they have sent the testimonium that says, oh, we'll be back about 11:15, and if you could ask everyone to come outside, we have ferns to unload, whatever that means. I don't really know. So anyway, but I was just listening to the old gal's latest little show, and I have to tell you, isn't she just mean? She's hateful. She just, I mean, she just cuts right at your sensitive bits. I tell you, there is no honor, and there's no fun in being that hateful. Ugh, I tell you, I guess it takes all sorts to podcast. So, all right, well, I've got a big weekend coming up. Some hooting and some nannying and some landscaping and some counting the minutes in a year. Oh. So all of that is going to just require a lot of voice letters. So I hope Miss Bacon is calling because God knows we need to get you some more content. So, all right, gotta run. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. But now, Veda, I heard you talking about the old gal's little show, the Walnut Hill show, but I don't recall anything mean and hateful on the little show. Now, Big Fat, it's because you don't remember shit. The only thing I remember is the mechanical cut off on me three or four times. But, Big Fatty, you just don't remember the rest of the content, and I don't, and Veda, maybe you can, enlighten us, because if you don't enlighten us, some of us may have to go back and download it again. Oh, Big Fatty, the humanity! Oh, dear, cousin, no, the humanity!
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi!
A DEA officer stops at a ranch in Texas and talks with an old rancher. He tells the rancher, I need to inspect your ranch for illegally grown drugs. The rancher says, okay, but don't go in that field over there, as he points out the location. The DEA officer verbally explodes, saying, Mister, I have the authority of the federal government with me. Reaching into his rear pants pocket, he removes his badge and proudly displays it to the rancher. See this badge? This badge means I'm allowed to go wherever I wish, on any land, no questions asked or answers given. Have I made myself clear? Do you understand? The rancher nods politely, apologizes, and goes about his chores. A short time later, the old rancher hears loud screams and sees the DEA officer running for his life, chased by the rancher's big black Angus bull. With every step, the bull is gaining ground on the officer, and it seems likely that he'll get gored before he reaches safety. The officer is clearly terrified. The rancher throws down his tools, runs to the fence, and yells at the top of his lungs, Your badge! Show him your badge! Have Have a good day.
Yeah, because you know that is that old Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Bear, we love a kerfuffle. And Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for that Friday kerfuffle. It's always a lovely way to kick off the weekend with a good old-fashioned kerfuffle. Yes, Big Betty, that and a big old glass of gin. Yeah, Gussie, y'all just wanted to update you on a few things. You know that cat that Gus Chad had sent to me, y'all, that I didn't understand it at all. Y'all, I had e-letters. I had e-letters when I woke up. One was from John up there in Vermont, and he says, "Oh, good morning, Big Freddy. Your response to Gus Chad should have been Betty Davis Eyes, an old song from the 1980s. Love all you do, John in Vermont." And my straight boyfriend, my international straight boyfriend, number one straight boyfriend, y'all, is Straight Bob. It says, Gus Chad was referring to the lyrics to Betty Davis Eyes. And y'all, I remember hearing that song, but y'all, I don't remember the damn words to things like that. And anyway, y'all, evidently Whitman Tinker. I don't know what he responded to, but he says, "Thank you, Big Fatty, mwah!" And Big Fatty, there's just no accounting for taste, I guess. And y'all, Gus Chad, he said he just giggled. He just giggled when he was listening to me try to figure out Betty Davis Eyes this morning. Y'all, you know, I signed up for that that Dollar Shave Club, and y'all, they sent me an e-letter and it says, "Send a free month of the Dollar Shave Club to your favorite person." And so, y'all, if anybody wants to give this a try, I've got one coupon. I don't think you can use it more than once, but you can try. But y'all, I've got a coupon code, so I'll send the coupon code out, and you know, it'll save you a dollar. Ready, the last of the big spenders, I tell you, it is the last of the big spenders indeed. Y'all, I got a textimonium. Got a textimonium on a Thursday afternoon. It says, "Hey, Big Freddy, your new specs are in." So y'all, I left the coal mine. I took an hour of maternity leave. Big Freddy, not maternity. No, sick leave. And y'all, I went and picked up my new glasses. Love them. I can see out of them. I don't have to take them off to look at the computer or anything like that. So I'm real pleased with them. So y'all, then on my way home, I went by the Sam's Club. The gas has gone up, y'all. It's shot up. It paid $2.04 a gallon today. Big Freddy, where will the madness end? I don't know. But I think, and y'all, while I was waiting for the storms to get here last night, I went out on the barbecue grill and cooked some boneless barbecue spare ribs and some bell peppers. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's Palm Sunday. It's the Sunday before Easter. And if you want to go to the palm reader, Big Freddy, I think that you're getting things confused. Well, I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend nonetheless. And Big Fatty's gonna, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but anyway, Big Fatty, I'm sure you'll ruin it somehow. Y'all, at the beginning at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the airplane show. And Scotty, what's your favorite part of the airplane show?
I've got a question. Cue the music.
Oh, Scotty, you're as confused as Big Fatty. Poor Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.